Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio. Join me now for guidance and messages from the divine to support you on your path to living with mastery. Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to my show here on Blog Talk Radio, Let's Ask the Angels. And usually I'm on Saturdays at 4 p.m., but this weekend I was busy, so here I am today. And it may be that I move to Monday, as I tend to see more clients now, and I'm seeing them on Saturday. All right, so my friends, I'm here to share with you the messages for the upcoming week, and then also to take your calls for some mini readings. And if you're new to me, welcome. Those also who will be listening on replay. And again, on replay, I am available at iTunes, Spotify, and here on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm an angel intuitive, a certified angel card reader. I have many certifications in the spiritual realm. And then also as a life coach, I have over 30 years of taking personal development courses to assist me in my own life. I'm married 30 years. I'm sober, so I have a lot of experience working with 12-step programs for 29 years. And so I bring that all to my coaching. This is not your typical psychic show hour. I don't tell fortunes. I don't predict your future. If anything, I'm able to help you see what is in your way. And sometimes we have a sense of it already, and we just need a confirmation. And then with that clarity and that information, you and I, we get to move forward in our life and to really live fully each day. And that's pretty awesome. So that's why I'm here, to share some information. I don't say I have the answer to everything, but I do know that for me, working with the angels has helped me enormously. And one key way it's helped me is with living with more peacefulness and grace. Because before then, I tended to struggle, fight, you know, just be really filled with a lot of anger. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that because we're all human. And there's a time and place for it. But what I learned and what the angels has told me is that many people, regardless of your age, wherever you are in your life, we have the ability to access this way of being faster, quicker than ever has been on the planet. It is a type of transformation. So what does that mean? You may be able to save yourself from a lot of struggle. That's what I'm trying to say. And each of us has a destiny, a life purpose, karma. We all have to work through our energetic patterns. But if I can bring light and help you make it easier, I'm all for that. You know, one of the things we struggle with is just being in pain and suffering. And it is, like I said, it's a whole new way of being that we have available to us when we allow ourselves to surrender and connect to the divine. And this is regardless of what religion you are, what spiritual path, it doesn't matter. We all have our own unique vibration. So thank you, those of you who are waiting right now and who've called in. I'll be with you in a second. And if you have any more questions about who I am, please feel free to go to my website, B. Calvano Coaching, and you can see my services. I do one-on-one coaching and readings. And I also have a YouTube channel with a lot of videos that may be helpful to you. And I am doing a wonderful workshop here in New York City in Manhattan in February, most likely February 22nd. And it will be an empowerment workshop connecting to our inner goddess, priestess, higher archangels. It's going to be really awesome. And all of that information will be coming soon and also at my website. Okay, so today I was guided to use the wonderful deck called the Divine Feminine Oracle. And this is for both men and women. But if you've not used this oracle deck, I really highly suggest that you get it, because even touching each card, you have the wisdom of an incredible being that has lived on the planet. That's one thing great about Megan Watterson's deck here. These are real women who existed. And, you know, unlike some other card decks, yes, we have archangels and angels, but here we have women who became saints. They also went through a lot of difficult things in their lives, and they portrayed such courage. And they teach us that we can embody these emotions, these ways of being today. So I highly recommend this beautiful deck. You can see the cards here on my Blog Talk page, or it will be at my website, The Divine Feminine Oracle. And oracle, you know, what does that mean? The oracle means messenger, a carrier of wisdom. And as you also hear these messages, you might get something on your own. And that's one of the great things of learning how to be an intuitive on your own. Oh, lastly, the angels wanted me to say today, I also coach people. Say you just received a certification and you want to get started on your path as being a reader, a healer. You know, it's one thing to get your certification. It's a whole nother thing to be in the world with this proclamation. Because what will happen is, yes, all your fear is going to come up. A lot of emotions will come up. And sometimes it's not easy to process. And I can help guide you so you can more easily and gracefully step into your next venture, your next role, your next career. Okay, so that's something I needed to share. So here we go with the Divine Feminine Oracle from Megan Watterson. These three cards are Perpetua, Our Lady of Guadalupe, and Thecla. Now again, I'm a Christian, but I'm not a practicing Christian. I don't go to church every Sunday. So, you know, what I say here is for everybody. I want you to hear about these women as I share the information for these cards. The first card is Perpetua, and it's the saint of authenticity. Here we are in the North America, in the United States, going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. But already since Halloween, many of us started to feel the emotions of the holidays. And what does that do? It brings up a lot of memories. Memories from our childhood in this lifetime, and not unknowingly, it's bringing up memories from past lives also. And sometimes we have years where it's very easy to just breeze through the holidays, and there are some years when the emotions can be quite intense. And what I want to share with you is I'm not alone. You know, you're not alone, that I go through these things also. And each year there's another layer of wisdom that's shed for me to learn. And one of the things I want to share with you, it's really important for us to stay with our own authenticity. And here the message is, I am my authentic self in all my circumstances. So as you approach perhaps going to holiday gatherings, being with family, you know, you're guided by spirit, by the universe. And hear what Perpetua, she went through to be yourself. How do you be yourself when you're in a situation where there's a lot of people who are either, most of them can be very angry or highly critical. And the angels wanted me to tell you that most of the time, the reason why they're so angry and so critical is that they're afraid. They have a lot of fear. And how do they portray that? By being critical and judgmental and angry. So we love our fellow family and our friends, but we have to know that they're in their own process. And unless they ask for help, there's not much we can do other than be in our own process. So if you're guided to be in a process to experience freedom and peace, stay in your lane. And there's nothing wrong with you focusing on that. So here, I'm going to share a little bit from the booklet. The saint of authenticity, the Catholic saint Perpetua, shows us the power of authenticity. Perpetua was a married nobleman and a mother living in 3rd century Carthage, which is modern-day Tunisia, North Africa. The Roman Emperor Septimius Severus forbade any conversions to Judaism or Christianity. In celebration of his birthday, several catechumens, or Christians, being instructed in the faith, were arrested. Perpetua, along with a pregnant slave, her pregnant slave named Felicitas, were among them. Those who would not renounce their faith were sentenced to a public death in the arena. So basically what I want to tell you is that Perpetua is from the word perpetuating. She just wasn't willing to give up. So when we find the courage to be true to who we are, a vitality returns to us, a voice that's both moving and compelling simply because it's authentic. See, seeing Perpetua's words in her very personal and emotional diary were so impactful that 200 years later, the renowned church father Augustine would write about their beauty and truth. So Saint Perpetua suggests that there is no greater power than choosing to remain our authentic self in all circumstances. So what does that mean around Thanksgiving and holiday times? You may have emotions, and the best thing to do is to be true to them. What does that mean? If you feel really uneasy about being around certain family members, if you feel, you know, a lot of anger or fear or whatever emotion that comes up, honor it. You know, back in the day, I mentioned I'm 29 years sober. Back in the day, I would just drink over it. You know, many people go to family gatherings and the best way to deal with their emotions is to get that inebriated or, you know, have something to numb their feelings. If you're listening today, I'm going to say that you're ready to be more authentic. And what does that mean? We can be courageous and hold our emotions. For some of us, it may mean to spend less time with family members or certain people that really affect us right now. Yes, it's okay not to be with people who upset us right now. We don't have anything to prove. And you can pray on it and you can have the angels help you. And they may help you see something about this whole situation with being with family or no family or all the emotions around the holidays right now. And one of the things I discovered is this. People are definitely in their own process. They're in their own emotions. So just when we think it's all about us, that why won't they treat us a certain way? Why don't they say this to us? Why are they acting this way towards us versus they're just doing what they're doing because that's all they know and it isn't about us. And that is such freedom that we could be with people at this time. So Perpetua tells us just be authentic, be honest about your emotions. And I can attest and I can promise you, if you stick with it, then that means be present to your emotions, it tends to disappear. Versus if you try to cover it up, then it will most likely last again another holiday season and year after year after year. So don't resist it. That's what I'm trying to say. So Saint Perpetua suggests that there is no greater power than choosing to remain our authentic self in all circumstances. She's that person who remains loyal to her soul, and she urges us through her example to embrace the power of being authentic now. Even in the face of death, she courageously held fast to her truth that she was a Christian. Her right hand reveals the Christ mudra. She also reminds us that journal writing can be a sacred act to returning to ourselves, of listening to the soul voice inside of us. So I talk about journal writing a lot. It is a great way to dump what's ever going on in your mind, in your consciousness, onto the page. And what does that do? It gets it out of your head. You don't have to worry about writing the proper, you know, form of a, you know, a poem or a special composition. Just write whatever wants to come out and just dump it on the page. And by doing this on a day-to-day basis, you're going to start to feel even more peaceful. So what is the truest statement I can say about who I am? Now that's the question from Perpetua. I am my authentic self in all my circumstances. This is not easy, but it's just for us to begin to see that there are women in the past who were willing to die for what they believed in. And if we can get in touch with our own things that we believe in, to almost that extent, we attain great power, true authentic power. There's so much that happens on social media today. There are a lot of people who are not well, who are posing as healers and coaches. And again, there's somebody for everybody. Vibration will attract vibration. So that being said, you know, angry people will attract angry people. You know, it's just all what it is. But the main thing is to know discernment. If you know you need a certain energy, you don't have to lie about it. It's okay to be extra sensitive. It's okay to own your sensitivity, and it's okay to protect it. So the next card is Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Empress of Protection. Comes in perfectly. I am safe and divinely protected. I am held in love at all times. So just briefly here, what is outside of us is also within us. Even when we have never experienced a mother's love, the true force of that loving protection exists within us. So we can give it to ourselves. I'm not going to go into her whole story, but here's the deal. At this time, for many of us, our mother issues may come up. We're moving into the holiday times. And again, some years we may not be affected so much by it. And then all of a sudden, one year, it's like really difficult. We can just know that each of our mothers did the best that they could, and we can recognize that and respect that. But then we also need to be authentic, which was the first card. We may have pain. We may experience suffering, and we may know what we think it is about, but maybe we don't know. And if you are experiencing deep despair and depression, it's always important to get help, to get some counseling, and to seek the support of a therapist so you can find out some more what you need to support you. But for many of us, we go through life thinking that, you know, it's normal to just be in constant suffering. And what I'm talking about suffering is emotions that stop us from loving ourselves, emotions that stop us from being free, being bold and courageous, emotions that stop us. So we kind of live a limited life kind of in a box. So here we have Our Lady of Guadalupe, and she's wanting to help us. If we could only tap into the mother love that is within us, that gives us more a sense of protection, and then we feel more capable, more courageous. The energy of a mother's love can travel to meet you anywhere, whether within the world or within your heart. The message is that she is here. You are mothered right now. But the message is also to ask for what you need. To ask for what you need. That's really important. Many of us will never learn that. We will learn it only when we get a serious illness. Maybe even then we still can't ask. So it's important to have people around you sometimes to support you. If you are someone who has difficulty asking for what they need, sometimes you need a cheerleader. Sometimes you need a coach. Sometimes you need someone to be an example of someone who asks for what they need versus being in complaint, continually complaining about things. So we are ennobled with free will. The divine needs our request for assistance in order to enter our lives. So again, the divine assistance is there, but we first have to ask for it. And I'm reminded to tell you, so you ask your angels, right? The next thing to do is to be patient and have faith and look for the signs versus constantly asking and asking, and we're being given signs and messages, but we're not paying attention because we're already in our mind thinking, I'm not going to get what I want. I'm not going to get what I want. So I keep asking, I'm asking, I'm asking, versus deliver that message once. Just like in a restaurant, you're not going to constantly be asking, you know, the waiter, you're not going to be giving him your order for your food over and over and over again. You give it once, and then you have faith and trust that it's been heard. That simple act of having trust that you've been heard is huge. And that comes from journaling and meditation and prayer. You have been heard. I have been heard. And it's a matter of paying attention to what messages come to you already, coming through your thoughts, through your mind, through your heart, through someone else's words to you, through a song. Messages and guidance is all around us, but we're so busy, you know, in our pain and suffering that oftentimes we're distracted. You know, we don't even get that in this moment, in this very moment, your miracle could be happening. But we have to be open and ready. So the divine needs our requests for assistance in order to enter our lives. All we need to do is to assume the simplicity, the heart, and the humility of a child and ask for a sign that she is here. We will be met with more love than we could ever imagine. And love is always the greatest and most powerful energy of protection. Again, love is always the greatest and most powerful energy of protection. I know recently in the past few months when I would, right before I go to bed, I would just say, I am safe. And at each window and doorway, I ask my archangels and angels to stand. And even I call in the dragons. And just saying that I am safe and protected creates such a feeling of well-being. And it's not like I'm afraid of anything, but just it's as if I'm being cradled by the Divine Mother coming from my own heart. And there's such a feeling of deep peace. So that's something we can do. So the soul voice meditation here is, do I experience the love of a Divine Mother within me? And the intention is, I am safe and divinely protected. I am held in love at all times. And this is something we can remember during this week of Thanksgiving and as the holidays continue, that you are safe and divinely protected. You are held in love at all times. And that is with all the onslaught of possible things that may be in your ego mind of what the holidays are about. Deep within your heart, it's just sweetness. It's all sweetness and love. And that goes to the next card, which is Thecla, T-H-E-C-L-A, the prophetess of true power. And this continues our conversation for the week, and it says, I call my power back from all times and all places. I am my own. I want you to not only check out these cards by Megan Watterson, but also her book on Mary Magdalene. You will read stories, again, of such courage of these women that it can only affect you and remind you that we have that within ourselves with this lineage, ancestry, this connection, such courage. And here is a woman, we're talking about calling back her power. So in this holiday season, I'm not going to go too much into her story right now, but here's the deal. When we give away our power, then we are critical and judgmental, miserable, suffering. How do you keep your power? You take care of yourself. You tell yourself it's okay to feel how you're feeling. We don't have to judge ourselves if we're scared, if we're upset or angry. Just give ourselves Give that up. It's, you know, judging ourselves only makes ourselves feel worse. It's okay to have these feelings. And then we want to ask for some assistance so that we don't carry around all this lower energy. And that's where the great work of the angels can help us with. So Thecla is, here she was not going to give up her Christian faith. And at one point she was, I think I'll just read this because it's pretty incredible. But basically she was put into the arena where the lions were supposed to kill her. And what happened was that the lions, they just licked her feet. She had such a connection to her own faith and to what she believed in that she was protected. And that goes back to that other card. You know, it really is about, can we live our lives with so much integrity, with so much connection, authenticity, that we have no fear of anybody, their judgment, their criticism, the stuff that they want to say about us on social media. Nothing will stop us. Family members, they can laugh at us, they can be critical, but we can just be with our own courage. Power is calling back all the control we give to others to dictate our lives. Our potential life partners, our family members, our culture, even our ego's idea of who we should be. Zakala reminds us that we do not need permission to be who we are. We can cut our hair short or baptize ourselves. We are not bound by anything except the dictates of our own soul. Her mudra is one of awe and wonder. We have all the power right now within us to take our life into our own hands. That's the source of fire itself, the divine will to call back our spiritual authority and claim this life as our soul's own. And the question is, where have I given away my power? Where have I given power away? The intention here is I call my power back from all times and all places. I am my own. I could do a whole hour on Thekla and her own ability, just being so enmeshed, so ingrained with her own sense of belief. And again, another woman willing to die for what she believes in. And not that we have to do that today. We have these people do this before us. We can tap into their energy. And that may mean, you know, not going into family situations where you're going to argue vehemently, you know, and have to stand up for yourself and be really, you know, cruel. It's about being able to tell the truth that if you need time away, time alone, that that's okay. And if you have any emotions that are really intense, that you either work them out yourselves or you call on your angels or you get therapy and counseling, someone to help you. The authenticity, but being able to tell the truth that you're scared, that you're angry, and that also that you want peace. I think everybody on some soul level wants peace, but many times the ego just wants to fight. There's just so much anger. So Thekla helps us almost be resurrected every day, every day. So here, walking the path with the angels, walking a spiritual path, being a light worker, being in the world, knowing that it's one of our destinies is to shed light in the world. It is not easy. There's a sense that it's easier to stay numbed in our anger, blame other people, suffer, but mostly be in that fight mode, something that we knew we had experienced in lifetimes before, and we don't even know that we're in it. Again, it's like that being a fish in a fishbowl. A fish doesn't know it's in water, but we just swim around in a lot of suffering, and we think that that's normal. And the only way out is to win. It's like to have an argument on social media, to have an argument with someone, you know. I know some of my friends, female friends, are taking up boxing. It's a great way to relieve stress. You know, I don't have to do that right now. I do my own, you know, deep yoga and things for breath work and what works for me. But, you know, whatever one needs to do, we have all the ability, we have all the abilities, we have all the resources, but we have to do the work. So again, this walk on the spiritual path is not easy, but it is, if you are called, then it's almost like you don't have an option. It's almost like, you know, you've been called to connect with the divine and the light. And you know you've been called to see that there's such beauty in the world, even though you may not be feeling it or seeing it right now. And it's a beautiful, beautiful journey to be on. So we have Perpetua helping us with our authenticity, to be authentic in all circumstances. And Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Empress of Protection, to understand and experience that you are safe and divinely protected and held in love at all times. We can give up this idea that people are judging us all the time. People, the truth is they don't care. They're judging their own lives. And occasionally you'll get someone who mouths off, but that's someone who's either mentally not well, because there's a lot of people who are not well on social media, or someone who just got a lot of anger that they want. They need to spew. And then Thekla, the prophetess of true power, saying, I call back my power from all times and all places, and I am my own. The whole idea of like having been put to death back in those times where they killed the Christians, in an arena coliseum and having the lions being released to eat her up. And what happens is the lions stop and they lick her feet. And she has other instances where this is what happened. She was so in her own alignment of her true self. So that's the message for the week. It's kind of big, but the angel is saying we're up to it. We're ready for it. And I want to briefly talk about something before I do the readings. And that is, there's a gentleman that I studied with, and his name is Tim Wild, W-H-I-L-D. He has a website and he has teachings, and he connects us with the wisdom and information of Atlantis. And that will be partly in my workshop that I'm doing in February. We have a 12 chakra system, and we also have, we at this time are, what we're doing, many of us, some of us know it, it's a really intense time, sensitivity-wise. So it's very easy to just fight it. It's another thing if you understand that we're clearing a lot of past energy. We're clearing a lot of past trauma. And there's an exercise called pain body release. And he has this in a Zoom. And I'm just going to share about it briefly. There are 52 layers to the pain that we experience in ourselves. And most of this pain I'm talking about is mental pain. It's not physical pain. It's the suffering. It's the fear. It's the anger. It's the sense that there's, if you know what I'm talking about, it's in your body. You have a sense of something that you know that makes you feel not so great. So it can be something recognizable about something that did happen recently. Or sometimes there is an accumulation. So Tim's helped me see in this workshop Zoom that I did about the pain body resolution, release. There are 52 layers. So 52. Now, some of us may be able to release all the trauma from the past thousands of years in one or two meditations. For some of us, we'll need 52 meditations with it. Now, again, this work that we do, it takes discipline. But one of the things that I'll just share with you briefly, and then I'm going to do another video on it and talk about it some more, but is to know that instead of having to do a lot of rehashing and going into like a therapeutic way of what happened and blah, 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 just get a sense of what it is in your body. Do a body scan. How do you feel today? If there's something you want to release that's anxiety, it can feel like anxiety. It actually has a picture. It has a form. It may look like a person. It may look like an animal. It may look like an object. But what we do is we go to what's called the Temple of Neptune, and there is a beautiful aquamarine crystal, a huge aquamarine crystal. We have Archangel Gabriel there also to assist us. And what we do every day in a 5 to 10 minute meditation is scan our body. Scan ourselves and see what needs to be released. What does the pain body look like? And again, it's mostly emotional pain. It could be fear. And close your eyes and see what it looks like. And then allow this, what form shows up, to walk into this aquamarine crystal. And as it walks into the crystal, it leaves your body and it dissolves into the crystal. And then it is gone. And each day you'll see most likely a different form. We don't judge it. We don't critique it. We just allow what comes to the surface and then we release it. This is a very simple, brief scenario about the pain body and dissolve, you know, resolution. And it's with Tim Wild. And I highly recommend, if this interests you, there's a lot of high-level energy release that he talks about and teaches, and more will come from me on that. Okay, so right now I'm going to go to the readings, and I'm going to get a sip of water. You know, I wasn't going to share about it, but the angel said, I can just share briefly the visual of a huge aquamarine crystal, mention the name Temple of Neptune, and some of you will go immediately there. You'll access that you were there back in Atlantis thousands of years ago, and you will connect with it energetically immediately, and you will be able to pinpoint the pain that's in your body right now. And again, mostly it's emotional pain. It could be some physical, and that you're ready to let it come out of your body, see what it looks like, let it walk into the aquamarine crystal and dissolve. Pretty much, I'm going to say, bingo, it's done. All right. So I did this 3 days in a row. Unbelievable amount of peace came to me. And with a family issue that I've been dealing with, all the animosity and the fear and the anger disappeared. And I was able to see, I just disappeared it. So I just wanted to suggest that. All right, so here we go. I do mini readings. Again, I don't do fortune telling. I don't create, I don't predict your future. And if anything, I will pull a card or two for you based on your question. And we're looking for energy blocks. We're looking for something that may be holding you back with an area of your life that you've been thinking about. You may even been praying about it. And we can see if we can create some movement or some clarity for you today. Okay, so here we go. And the first caller is area code 541. What is your name and how can I help you today? Hello
yes.
there.
Hello, this is Camille and I am in Oregon.
Wow, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my concern, my daughter has not received child support all from her dad all year. Mm-hmm. And they have contacted me quite a few times. And I spoke with them in August and we didn't get any resolve. Finally, now, after today's communication, it sounds like we're going to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
What words of wisdom or insight can be shared on this situation?
Okay. So you said your name is Camille?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, Camille. So the very first, sometimes the angels just give me a message right away. And the very first thing is I'm just going to share with you what I got. Okay. They said the very first thing is that it has, just got to say what's there, is that it's up to your daughter. It's between your daughter and this ex-husband or the person who's no longer in her life. It's not about you.
Oh, no, she's eight.
Oh, she's eight.
So it's the child support that I am receiving from
Very
her dad
good.
For her.
Yeah. I got it. So I was confused. I thought it was your grown daughter and there's that. Okay, so.
Oh, gosh, no.
All right. Okay. So, okay.
Yeah.
So if we do know that Mercury retrograde just ended. So I don't usually,
yeah.
I don't put everything on the stars, but sometimes there is a connection. So there very, very well may be a release. Now, how many months has it been since you did not receive child support?
I have not received it from him since December of 18.
Okay.
So 11 months.
Okay, 11 months.
Nothing for 11 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've been in communication with him?
No. I've been in communication with the county collecting
okay.
the child support, but they
okay.
keep saying we cannot find him.
Okay.
But
so then
yeah.
he's doing his best not to be found. Yeah. So
right.
again, like I said, I don't necessarily do predictive readings, like what's going to happen, but I'll share with you this.
No.
If I were you, I would be doing whatever I could to get on the phone. Have you done that? Like whatever you can do to do
oh,
your
yeah.
own to look at him? Okay.
Yes. That's what I did that Saturday I spoke with him. Today I spoke with the county.
Okay. Okay, because I pulled three cards for you, and this is pretty big. Normally you get one major arcana card, but I got three. That means big changes are coming. So I have a feeling things are going to move. So we have Shamuel,
yeah.
which is the finding angel. Hello, we like that. He's the finding angel.
Uh-huh.
A significant life event, a powerful revelation that leads to change, time to spread your wings. So it sounds like you've made extra effort today or just recently,
yeah.
right? Okay, then we have
oh,
Michael
yes.
with you for the next card, the emperor, that says organization and logic, structure and discipline and leadership. So it feels like you're just really bringing yourself in a way that you have not before. Just what I see. And then we see the lovers, Archangel Raphael. Intimate relationships, carefully weigh your decisions, good health. So not necessarily that you're getting back together again, but I have a sense of, I'm sensing the person is going to come with more heart and more acknowledgement of their care about the situation. So we have Raphael here to support you with the relationship. It's really important for us to, even for 5 minutes, for 1 minute, see this person as good. See this person is doing their best. And also even just almost saying that, this person is doing their best, this person cares deeply. And but they may not be doing it the way we want them to, but if we can give them that love, even without saying it in person, they're going to feel less, not attacked, but they're going to feel less ashamed. They're going to feel more gentle about the situation. So it's important for us to see them with love, okay? And it's not easy, but by doing so, we take the charge away from the situation. And they don't feel the charge coming from us. They don't feel our anger. So we can breathe and send them our love. Even though, again, you have your emotions, but like this whole reading this week was about being authentic. We're authentic with what we feel. Then we know that we can take back our power, but we also know that we can mother ourselves. Like if we need to calm down, we need to have a sense that it's all going to work out. We need to take that on in our own mind to change the vibration in our own being. And that will attract a different result also. So you have 3 major arcana cards. So what I can say is that your big changes are coming. You have Michael, Shamuel, and Raphael with you. And it looks like, you know, that last card is that this whole thing about the person wants to do well, maybe they just were not able to, and could they be forgiven for the mistakes that they've made? You know, so there's that going on also. Energetically, people can feel if we forgive them or not from afar.
Right.
Okay? So that's what I see for you there. This is a mini reading.
Okay.
There's something that I can share, and everybody may benefit from this. There's something called the emotional guidance scale from Abraham. And anger is out of 22 different emotions. Joy is number 1, and appreciation. 2 is passion. 3 is enthusiasm. 4 is positive expectation. 5 is optimism. 6 is hopefulness. And anger is all the way at number 17. And fear, grief, desperation, despair, powerlessness is the last one. So when we move up the scale, it's important that we tell the truth about each level that we're at. Whether the first one is fear, grief, desperation, despair, powerlessness. The next one is insecurity, guilt, unworthiness. The next one is jealousy. The next one is hatred and rage. Next is revenge, then anger, then discouragement, then blame, then worry. And as it takes 22 steps. But one of the things we can do is we can move up the scale to feeling peaceful and love, even though the situation has not changed yet. By doing so, we can attract a better outcome. So it's asking us to send love, even though we can be extremely upset and angry. But know that if we really want to change the situation, we need to say, okay, I'm done fighting. I'm going to try what love can do.
Okay.
Does this make sense? Okay.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Yeah. So ask Raphael to help you with that, to help mend the relationship, and Michael to give you the courage, confidence, and strength. And the main thing is to see if you can be, again, authentic with what you feel, but what you want to regain your power. And basically, our true power is love. It's not revenge. It's not justified anger. It's how can we find love in this situation? And basically, we can ask the angels to help us. I need to bring love to the situation, because the number one result I want from this is to have support for my child.
Right.
Right? It's not about you being right and they're wrong. It's about would like support. And, you know, the other person, what if they could also feel supported that they could get this job done instead of being attacked or judged? So they may need some support. And it first comes from us dismantling our anger and just saying from your heart, I support you in being an honorable father. I support you in having integrity as a father. And that will heal them also. So it's complicated, but yet it's simple, right?
Okay.
So,
yes, it is.
You know, so that is your message for today with that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and I'm sending you many, many blessings with this situation.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Camille.
Okay.
Okay, time to move to the next caller. Have a great day. Okay, so next caller is area code 313. What is your name, and how may I help you today? Hello there.
Hi, my name is Brianna. How are you?
Hi, Brianna. Very good.
That's awesome. I guess I had a weird dream, and it was like I was picking up breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it seemed like I was awake. And
mm-hmm.
then when I woke up, I'm like, whoa, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of like, what was the meaning or, you know, what was that about? And I'm quite sure it has
okay.
to do with something, some energy I'm giving off.
Okay. So there was the breadcrumb and you were picking up a breadcrumb?
I was picking up breadcrumbs. There, it was on
okay.
the other side of my bed. And
okay.
then when I went to go pick up the ones there, I look over there on the floor. I'm picking them up. I'm just picking up
mm-hmm.
breadcrumbs, cleaning up
okay.
breadcrumbs.
Okay. So what I'm not necessarily a certified dream interpreter, but I will share this with you. The main thing
mm-hmm.
to look at is how did it make you feel? How did it make you feel? What emotions did you have when you saw the breadcrumbs and you were picking them up? What did you feel? That's what you want to pinpoint, because that's what the message of the dream is. How did you feel? Did you feel happy? Did you feel sad?
I don't really think I was a happy or sad feeling associated
mm-hmm.
with it. I just immediately thought, like, I said it. I was like, I got to clean up the breadcrumbs.
Okay.
I got to clean up the breadcrumbs.
Okay, so there you go. So in cleaning up the breadcrumbs, that could be, you know, if we had a table and we wanted to clean it up, we would clean up the crumbs that are on the table. So perhaps
right.
there's some details in your life. There's some minor details that it's time for you to clean
mm-hmm.
up. And it could be
okay.
with your health. It could be with people. It could be with your thought patterns. But you're ready to pick up the tiny details, right? So when we see the breadcrumbs and it's time to clean it up, it could be you're ready to create a clean space so that you can have more.
Mm-hmm.
You can have more great feeling, more abundance, you know, but you're just ready to clean it up. And that's what I see. And what the angels are saying to you is we can help you. You know, we're ready to help you.
Uh-huh.
You're ready to clean it up. And then what do you want next? You know, so
right.
especially if you didn't have any immediately, you didn't have like a deep feeling, you know, a deep emotion. You just basically said, oh, I'm cleaning these things up, you know. So,
yeah, I it was cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I had a phone call with a gentleman friend of mine that, I was on the phone with him, and then we got off the phone, and while we were on the phone is when I saw the crumbs and started cleaning them up. And then
mm-hmm.
he got off the phone, and then I look over, I'm like, oh, there's even crumbs on the floor over here. So I'm going right back to cleaning up breadcrumbs.
Mm. So again, in your dream, you were on the phone call in your dream?
Yes, he called me in my dream.
Okay. So it just looks like that either, you know, only you know the real answers to this, you know, it could be, do you feel like if you get involved with this person, you're just going to be cleaning up after them? Or it could be, you know, that you want to be involved in this relationship, but you got to clean up some loose ends. You know, it looks like there's the activity of having to clean up something is present while you have this conversation. So however it is in your life, you know, are you interested in making this a relationship work? Maybe you see that, again, there's something you need to clean up from the past, or you already know that you want to move forward in this relationship, but you got to clean up some stuff with this person. You know, cleaning up breadcrumbs may mean, you know, there's more things that you need to talk about. You know, so
yeah.
it looks like it's a minor details that your spirit knows that you're not going to look over because you see the breadcrumbs. You know, it's like you're not going to ignore them.
Right.
Right. So that's what I
right.
say. You're not going to ignore maybe something in the past that you ignored. Mm-mm. You see these tiny breadcrumbs. I'm not going to ignore what I see. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can get that.
Mm-hmm. So like in the reading I did for the week, it talked about us having authenticity, being true to ourselves, not giving
mm-hmm.
our power away to anybody anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then knowing that we are loved. You know, even if we didn't have the best upbringing, regardless of that, we can love ourselves
right.
so deeply that we can know that we deserve goodness, right? So I'm learning those things. Yeah, I see it as a power dream, actually. You know, for someone else, it may be about a bunch of birds are going to come in your life. You know, that could also be true. Breadcrumbs can relate to birds, so maybe there's a sense that. I was just guided to say that about the birds. So I don't know, but you want to think
every day.
Okay.
So the birds are there too.
Yeah. So maybe you think, all right, it could be many things. It could be like, all right, I'm going to clean up these breadcrumbs, but then I have to worry about these other birds, these other people, things coming into my life, you know, taking away what I deserve. So many things, but you get clear on what you want. Do you want this relationship? Are you afraid of the relationship? There's so many things that you want to look at for yourself. But know that you're not going to ignore the breadcrumbs anymore. You're just not going to ignore those signs that you see, those feelings that you feel. You're not going to ignore them anymore.
Yeah, because okay? I can kind of relate to that because I have strong emotions come attached with him, and I just don't understand why. It's like,
mm-hmm.
okay, like you said, you choose this, you want to go forward or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I caught mm-hmm. myself saying, I choose not to go forward, but yet I have such strong emotions attached, and I don't even know
mm-hmm.
where they're coming from.
Yeah. So then what you could do is you could ask the angels to release. Sometimes when we get close to something that we want, we can get afraid. So maybe something from the past wants to hold you back. And that's not your authentic self. Your authentic self really maybe wants a relationship, right? So what we
mm-hmm.
do is we ask the angels to help you let go
mm-hmm.
of any pain body. You know, that's the thing I talked about. Any emotions that don't serve you any longer. Is going to give it...
Mm-hmm.
Give it into this today. We'll talk about this beautiful aquamarine crystal. We're going to put it into that crystal, whatever that looks
mm-hmm.
like. Maybe it looks like, you know, whatever it looks like. It could look, you know, in your mind, whatever it looks like, it's let it walk out of you and into that crystal so you can be free. So maybe it's fear. Maybe it's anger, something in the past about relationships. Just let it go. Just let it go. So we just ask the angels
mm-hmm.
to help you let go of what's not true for you. Okay? So what you're going through is your own path, your own discovery of being in a relationship and experiencing goodness again in your life. So we don't necessarily
mm-hmm.
want to stop because of fear, but if you see something and you know something that's just not right, like if the person talked to a waiter really rudely or you could tell that they're not managing their money right, you know, those are real blatant signs. But sometimes we just
mm-hmm.
feel things. And when we feel
mm-hmm.
things that may have nothing to do with the other person, it could be our own an experience of past relationships from this life or past lives that want to just keep us down. They want to keep us small so we don't get hurt again,
mm-hmm.
right? So you and I are not interested in that. We want to be fully engaged in this life, right? I mean, that's why we're here. So we
And I think I do carry some, I don't know, mm-hmm. animosities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because my child's father,
mm-hmm.
I lost him. We lost him to a drunk driver when he was 2 years old. And my son actually came 6 weeks early on his dad's birthday. So they shared two birthdays together, and then he was gone. And we were in the throes of getting married. He was taken in March. That summer we were supposed to get married.
Okay, now there you go. Yeah, there you go.
I got a lot that,
Well, let's say.
But yet I want to know and feel that love again. I definitely, I'm so lonely. I do want that.
So
again in my life,
yeah.
I do.
So I got, you're so clear about that, and you're so right there, meaning just today when you take a deep breath with me or when we get off the phone and just say, I am ready to release the past, and I'm ready to release the past, all of it, all of it. And then we just have that all move into this aquamarine crystal or even any, you know, just we just give it away, give it away. Like you no longer need that. And just breathe. Just breathe. And know that it's possible to release the pain body. And if you need to, you do this every day. If you needed to do it for 52 days and it took you 2 minutes every day, you do that. But it may only take you 3 days. Just say, I'm releasing my past so I can allow the new to come into my life. That's it. And breathe.
Yeah.
Breathe. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
You can do it. And thank you for sharing, you know, those deep, intimate details. You know, it's not easy. And you are so brave. The angels, these goddesses that are here today in these readings are so with you. You have the ability and the strength and the courage of all the women who came before you. They came before us. We can tap into their strength. And you can move from this. You can definitely, you know, you have that in you. And so just knowing that, you know, that you would share with this, with me and with God and the angels, you're ready. There's no reason why you cannot have this released. And you do the work. If you need to do the journaling, if you need to write it down on the piece of paper, I am ready, so ready for my life now. And and the gentleman who passed on, he's with us also to help you. You have goodness all around you. Knowing that, and what this again, this reading for this week is to give us that inner strength that is almost miraculous and magical. You know, we have that with us.
Oh,
we can do anything. Okay.
So I'm in a walk that's so greater than myself right now. So greater than myself.
The show has got to end now. Yeah, with 1 hour. But thank you so much,
thank
Brianna.
You.
And I'm sending you many, many blessings. Many blessings.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
So welcome. Okay.
Much love to you. And
thank you so much. So for those of you who are online right now, if I've never given you a reading before, you can contact me at my Facebook page, B. Calvano. You can contact me at my Facebook page, B. Calvano Coaching, and message me and I'll send you a small mini reading recorded. I just would need your email and also a question like I did today for these callers. And it's for people who've never had a reading with me before. All right, my friends, have an incredible week. Thank you so much for your listening, for calling in. And I so honor that you are here with me. And I wish you a very, very blessed week. And we'll see you soon. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.